Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
Those of us who spent like 30 years in the gay rights movement, as it were, our core objective was to remind people, we did in the 80s and 90s, really, we said, we just want to be like you. We don't want to change your life in any way. What we did was emphasize what we have in common with everyone else, not what sets us apart. In other words, what we were doing was a universalist human experiment. What they're doing is a very particularist, identity-based defense of it, which appeals to no one because it's not even asking anybody to agree or disagree. It's demanding obedience because, again, this comes down to philosophically. If you believe in power, if you believe in truth, they don't believe in truth. They don't believe there's any stable truth, let alone about biology or anything else. So the only way they can do this is by the exercise of raw power.
Kate Daly Show. Last hour, so happy to have you listening. That gentleman, you know, I always want to say, if you want to have sex with the same sex, why not just go do that in your bedroom if that's what you're up for? Hey, I'm all about live the life you want, because I think free agency is a good thing as far as that goes. If that's what you want to do, and I don't align with that, okay, but I still wouldn't say anything, then go do that. But why does it have to be anything? Why does it have to be, this is what we were, this was our message in the 70s and 80s, and now this is all about force? And he's right. But why any of it is my stance? Why any of it? Why not? If you want to go do that, you're interested in doing that, you have free agency to choose that, choose it. You don't have to tell everybody about it. Nobody cares. Not one single person I know cares.
Nope.
We've talked about this endlessly on the show. It's just amazing to me that they have to make a thing about it to get it validated, because there is no validation in it. So they're trying so hard to validate it. Dr. Duke Pesta, how are you, my friend?
I am well. How are you two?
I'm good. That was quite the message coming out of King Fraud-a-Lot yesterday to interrupt everybody's Easter. That was strange.
To me, it makes perfect sense, Kate. Yeah. This is not just a group of poor, victimized people wanting to live in peace. This is a new religion. Mm-hmm. And as you've said, and I've said many times on your show, we are not creating more atheists and rationalists with this progressive takeover of our country. We're re-paganizing the world, and paganism is a form of religion. Mm-hmm. Think about this for a second. Back in the ancient world with the pagan Greek and Romans, they had all of these creatures, human beings who could morph into other things. You had centaurs, half human, half horse, satyrs, half goat, half human. You had minotaurs, half bull, half human. You had literally creatures called hermaphrodites. They were a mix of the male Hermes god and the Aphrodite, Aphroditeism, right? And so what you had in it, what we're doing is we notice for in the classical world, the pagan world, no matter whatever your choice was, you had no shame and no guilt. There was no such thing as sin. So if you wanted to be a thief mm-hmm. in Greece, ancient mm-hmm. Greece, now, of course, the Greeks would punish you for it if they caught you. But there was actually a god of thieving. His name was Hermes, Mercury. And so what's happening is that they're emptying out the truth of Christianity, which is about boundaries, about good and bad, virtue and vice, true and false. One God, not many gods. Mm-hmm. They realize, the progressives, they can't get rid of Christianity because of the scaffoldings. 2,000 years of deep philosophical scaffolding. You can't get rid of that. So what they're doing is they're emptying out Christianity and they're replacing it with things like transgenderism. And transgenderism is exactly what we're talking about in the ancient pagan world. It's a man who can snap his fingers and be a woman. It's the idea that a man can menstruate. It's completely illogical and irrationally. But notice what you're saying, mm-hmm. that Christianity is only valid if it has no boundaries, as long as it gets rid of sin, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. then it's okay. But the minute, and that's why we've made this distinction in this country. It's okay to be Christian as long as you accept everybody all the time. The minute, however, as a Christian, You use the Bible to justify what you believe, then you become a Christian nationalist, right? So it's only Bible-believing Christians who believe in sin and morality and heaven and hell. Only they are the problem. Christianity and the other half of this country is using Christianity as yet another tool to push this kind of paganism.
Right. Well. Uncle Milty?
Well, that's exactly why in the opening clip the guy used the term universalist, because that belief is that a loving God would not only elect a portion of humankind for salvation and then doom the rest of the sinners to punishment. Mm-hmm. So the answer to that, anything goes then.
Yes.
Right, exactly right. Mm-hmm. And this is what I meant about paganism. Everybody is their own little God, right? Everybody is God, because whatever they do. And notice what they've done. They have, again, separated Christianity from those sense of boundaries. And so the only sin left is not to accept everything. And, you know, there's this this works. And it's not just with transgenderism. It's about everything else in our culture. We have a whole list of things just on Easter Sunday. Right. Let me just read a couple of them for just titles, just titles. So they're having a Easter egg roll to celebrate Easter at the White House. That's when Joe Biden says trans are made in the image of God. Now, think about this. On one hand, as Christian, of course, any human being is made in the image of God.
Right.
No one debates that. However, what they're saying is the trans part of the human being is what they are. So mental deficiency, gender dysphoria, mental depression, sin itself, these things God must accept because the sinner and the virtuous person look the same. And so you see what Milty just said. Trans people are indeed made in the image of God. Their sin is not. And we're telling you that it is their sin that is the truth of all of us. And so, therefore, no longer can you condemn anything, any lifestyle, pedophilia, thieving, robbing, these shoplifting gangs. All of this now is social justice. So as long as you're not judging anybody, except for Christians who believe in the Bible, then you're virtuous.
There you go. Uncle Milty?
Well, and that's exactly what the progressives do when they change the meaning of words. Their vocabulary becomes a support of this attitude.
And
that's exactly right. Now, sorry, go ahead, Kate.
No, I want you to go because you're on a roll I love it.
Sunday, just on Halloween. So not only do we have Biden at an Easter celebration saying that trans people in particular in the image of God, we have Dr. Jill Biden who wrote, quote, about these little kids coming to the Easter egg roll, quote, your submissions must not include any religious symbols, right? So you can transgender is fine for the Easter egg roll, but you can't mention the cross. How about this? Pro-Palestine protesters invade St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York and disrupt a Catholic mass. How about this? A cart full of actual Bibles were burnt in front of a Tennessee church yesterday morning. Pelosi spends her Easter lauding Cesar Chavez instead of Christ on Easter Sunday. You have the New York Governor Hochul, who festoons New York all around the Capitol with trans flags on Easter Sunday. You have the senator from Georgia, Warnock, a pastor, by the way, a Christian pastor, who says that the right, in other words, conservative Christians, use religion simply to attack innocent trans people. He also said Trump selling Bibles is like Jesus and the money changers, right? So wait, let me see if I understand this correct. You write a Bible, you edit a Bible, you publish a Bible, then you sell a Bible? Now that makes you a money lender? the unbelievableness is, and it's international, Kate. Yeah. It's international. Australian leftist government celebrates trans visibility today. Visibility today,
right.
And ignores Easter yesterday. Cuba banned all Holy Week observances. Manipur, India, one of the big districts there, persecutes Christians on Easter, tries to make Easter a mandatory go-to-work day to punish Christians. And an ISIS migrant in Paris was arrested planning murders in Notre Dame Cathedral yesterday, and in Nigeria, the most unsafe place in the whole world to be a Christian, police had to order around-the-clock enhanced security at public venues across the country through Easter weekend because Muslims were trying to kill Christians. This is one day's stuff. And so the last thing I'll say before I turn it back to you guys is, do you know that there are over 50 days now, 50 set-aside days that the LGBTQ celebrates some mythological way of seeing the LGBTQ? There are either Easter and there's Christmas. Those are the two Christian holidays. Mm-hmm. There really aren't any other ones that are celebrated federally.
Right.
There are over 50 different days that we're supposed to celebrate and affirm LGBTQ things over and over and over again.
That just makes me sick. It just makes me sick. It reminds me of Orwell. Thought crime, by which any mean any thought that did not align with whatever the party said was true in the moment because they said it was. And this is pure mental illness that is being just thrust upon us and our culture. And it was so grotesque to see them do that on that day yesterday that people did think it was a joke at first. They thought that it was like an Onion headline. Nope, not an Onion headline. Very, very strange. But you know what? They also want us to see how insane this administration is, too. They want us to see this. I really do feel that way. I feel like we are, they would be hiding this. They would not be doing this if they wanted you to have this beloved presidency. There's a reason for all of this. Uncle Milty?
Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake.
Mm. Well, we got a dose of that.
Takes care of it all right there.
Right.
And I think they've latched, the progressive left is using the LGBTQ, particularly trans people, because this is at the very core of what humanity is.
Yep.
What does it mean when God in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, said he made them male and female? If you can undo that with transgender ideology, there's no aspect of biblical truth you can't deconstruct.
Correct.
Yeah. And their stance is you must affirm, you must celebrate, you must agree with this nonsense. You must like this or you're one of those people. And so you're a hateful denier. And I think that, you know, obviously the message of Easter is actually more powerful and more potent than the message of Christmas because it's the message of the atonement.
Yep.
So, of course, they go after this in this way. I'm not shocked at all by this. We'll be right that they would do something like this. I am and I'm not. I shouldn't be shocked at the next move they make. Be right back. More with Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hey, everybody. Elections in Taiwan, North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. In the news today, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves are sort of plunging into this election season. And have you sheltered your savings, investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? It's not too late to diversify into an IRA or 401k into gold. So get that backed up into gold with Birch Gold Group. They are incredible at what they do. I really love these guys. I love the information. All you have to do is text 989898 and text my name, Kate. How easy is that? And they'll give you some free information and then you can pursue that and do it at no cost. I don't know of anything better. So please, if you're worried about the financial instability coming, you probably should be a little worried about it. It is on the heels of being implemented right now. Please go and do this. Text 989898. Claim your free info kit and protect your savings with gold right now. Thanks, you guys. Put in the code Kate. Put in my name, Kate, when you text 989898. Thanks.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. If you want to get everything solidified with gold is really what you should do. It's the only option to secure everything, your IRAs, your savings, your retirement. do so. Whitney Webb has been warning also. So many people that I actually look at their stuff all the time, and they're saying, oh my gosh, I wish people would realize if they could back everything with gold, at least they're shored up against deflation, inflation, or all the uncertainty going on with the economy right now. This is why Ron Paul loves them too. Whitney Webb has been warning, you have this opportunity, you better start taking it, people. And I agree with her wholeheartedly. Birch Gold is the place to do that. Text 989898. And then just text my name. So the phone number is 989898 on your texting. And then just put my name, K-A-T-E, just at least get the free information. It's also free to do that. And I don't think people realize that. So just want to make sure that you are participating in that. Okay. We've got Dr. Duke Pesta. We were just talking on the break. Those are some points that you should bring on the show too, Dr. Pesta.
Well, I wanted to tie back what you said at the end of the hour, the segment we just had. Mm-hmm. That's the religious nature of this whole takeover, this repaganization. Notice that they have their own inquisitors. Notice that they have the LGBTQ, priests of the LGBTQ. They have their own orthodoxy. They punish metaphorically, burning at the stake anybody who challenges or disagrees with them. They want to cancel you. You've got Scotland just passed laws nationwide now in Scotland, where if you say something or forward something to somebody they don't like, they can put you in jail. This is how they're protecting the LGBTQ. I've said this before on your show. They are the single greatest bullies in the world today.
Yep.
They are high. And I'm not talking about individual gay or lesbian people. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the political arm of the movement. The LGBTQ is got huge deep pockets, and they use these resources. How else do you get basically 50 plus different holy days to be celebrated and venerated when after 2,000 years of Christianity, you had two? Remember in the Middle Ages, and I know you will know this, Milty, being Catholic, that every day of the Christian calendar honored some saint. Every day was sacred to some saint or martyr who gave their life for the faith. That calendar is radically being replaced with the trans calendar. Last year, June Pride Month became the summer of Pride, but it started in March, remember?
Geez,
and so you had 6 months of it.
Right.
They are literally emptying out Christianity and filling back up with this atheistic, solipsistic, selfish form of self-worship called the LGBTQ.
I agree with you. You know, it goes back. I was watching a video, David Archuleta, and it was really sad. He's changed a lot. I'll just say that. He looks completely different. And his whole countenance has changed, and he was pretty much dissing, you know, religion. And he said, you know, because he came out of the closet, and it goes back to the scripture in Matthew, where it talks about, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is to, you know, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And there's a reason God is first in that, because when you put God first, everything else is under it, even your family. Right? You love God first, then your family. Everything comes secondary to God because it's under that umbrella. And when you're looking at that as your guide, your life is so much different, right? And so much better with joy. And then everybody falls under that. It's like the proper equation of how to live your life. Go ahead.
But where it says, as you love yourself, realize that if you are truly Christian, even yourself comes second to God.
Right. Amen to that. And, you know, it just, I know a lot of people have been really struggling with love your neighbor, and putting it in the context of you can ditch your faith because you have to love your neighbor. That's the most important thing. There was a reason that God was put first in that. There was a total reason for that. And
but you also love your fellow man, but you do not love, you despise the sin.
Yep.
Yes.
We no longer do that anymore.
You're right.
And that's what I thought the bishop said, that you mentioned the bishop what he said about cafeteria Catholicism or Christianity is right. Modern Christianity mm-hmm. wants all of the love, all of Jesus loves everybody, everybody's welcome, mm-hmm. Everybody is the same, but they don't want the other side of that coin. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, after Jesus spared the life of the woman taken in adultery, mm-hmm. he put his face in her face and said, but you can't do it anymore.
Right.
You are only saved if you give up that behavior.
So true. We got to go to a break. But the Sermon on the Mount would have been a lot shorter because it would have just been, do whatever, yep. be happy, see you up there. Nope, I don't think that was the Sermon on the Mount. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta. We are tackling this. I know people were thinking that this was an onion thing, like a joke yesterday, Babylon Bee even, and it wasn't. It was real. And this was the King Fraud-A-Lot administration announcing Transgender Visibility Day. So writers went to task on this, calling it Mental Illness Day, and wondering why in the world this happened. And so let's talk about for a second, because I thought this was really good. We were talking on the break about cafeteria Christians. And what does that mean to you? Why do they do that? Why do they show up just twice a year to church, Christmas and Easter? Dr. Pesta, why do you think?
Well, I think it's, you had made the good point, I think, Kate. That is, you think they're Christians. Well, once or twice a year, they'll make the sacrifice. But I think it's more than that. Mm-hmm. I actually call it as a form of cosplay. Mm-hmm. And if you know what cosplay is, it's adults dressing up as characters, playing a part. It's childhood games for adults. And I think drag queens are cosplayers. They're appropriating womanhood. Same with transgenders. The idea that a man's going to be able to menstruate, get out of here with that. It's a very disgusting and insulting form of cosplay. And I think these Christians who show up to Mass mm-hmm. only on Easter think that they're living the Christian way of life. Mm-hmm. Milty, you pointed out in your church about they're having communion in the Catholic yeah. Church. They haven't been to church in a year, and they march right up there and get their Eucharist because you know what? Inclusivity is the real cosplay. Everybody's got to be excluded, mm-hmm. included all the time. And so it's, again, Christianity without any of the consequences.
You know, that's a really good point because it's about being defiant in a way, marching up to go get that, right, in your religion. That's a big deal. And saying that I can show up twice a year, I'm still here. I'm still worthy of everything that you guys are doing. I can do whatever I want, too.
In the Catholic Church, in mm-hmm. order to receive the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, mm-hmm. you have to be in a state of grace. Mm-hmm. And there are requirements to be in a right. state of grace.
Right.
And if you haven't been to Mass since Christmas and sinned and not gone to mm-hmm. confession mm-hmm. and received absolution, you are not in a state of
interesting.
Grace.
Interesting.
And yet they just ignore that. Mm-hmm.
I think there's some guilt. I think there's a guilt that says, I'm still attached to a religion, but I'm going to show up twice a year because I'm still here and I still want to get some brownie points. So this will relieve my guilt a little bit. I think there's some guilt attached.
There is guilt and there's also shame.
Yeah.
50 years ago, if you went into a Catholic church, mm-hmm. everyone at Mass did not go up and receive the Eucharist mm-hmm. because they looked at themselves and said, I'm not in a state of grace. I will not go up. Mm-hmm. Today, everybody goes.
And I would say that the number one sin is pride. We know this from the yep. seven deadly sins. We know that pride. Mm-hmm. And what is pride? Pride is putting yourself above others. The entire message of Christianity is the other-centered way of living. Demote yourself and promote those who aren't you. Mm-hmm. And this kind of Christianity is completely prideful. Yeah. I only have to show up once a year. And when I do show up, I get to participate fully, even though I'm not in the good right. grace of the church. Yeah. And it's the same thing with the transgender mm-hmm. nonsense, right? Mm-hmm. My delusion, my dysphoria must be not just tolerated, mm-hmm. but affirmed and celebrated by you. Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong about this, if I'm wrong, then there should be a lot of transgenders who have spoken out in the last 24 hours to speak out against this visibility day on Easter.
Yes.
If these were serious people, they could have said, you know, we have plenty of days to honor being trans. We have plenty of holidays. There are all kinds of parades, right? Mm-hmm. We stand with Christianity. We don't need to put ourselves ahead of other people's religion. Can you imagine what would happen if they did this on Ramadan, if they chose Ramadan to do this?
Wow.
I mean, even the left would attack them for being not sufficiently sensitive. Mm-hmm. But it's only Christianity in this country that you can do these kinds of things. And now, since October 7th, apparently, you can do it to Jewish and to Jewish culture as well.
Oh, interesting. And, you know, of course, we want your call-ins. 888-673-1450. If you're listening to us live, you're welcome to join this conversation. Tell us what you think. You know, I saw David Archuleta's mother, and she left my faith and is now joining him to take this weird stand for him. I can't think of a worse thing for a parent to do, to leave what you think is true, what you know to be true, and do it in the name of, really, it's an act of pride. It's going, oh yeah, well, I have to protect my child, so I'm going to leave everything that I've stood on as principle and truth for my whole life, and now I'm going to join my kid who's a hot mess right now, who says he's a hot mess right now, and that's love. That's not love.
Yep. And I want to go back to what I said at the beginning, and no one's talking about this, because if this had happened to any other religion, it would be wall-to-wall news.
Right.
Literally, a cart full of Bibles was burnt outside of a church in Tennessee on the morning of Easter. Now, you think about that. Can you imagine if even one page of one Quran had been ripped out in front of a mosque anywhere in this world?
Yeah.
It would be the end of the world.
So true.
And so no one's even talking about this. And I've said this at the beginning of the talk of the hour. Christianity is fine as long as you get rid of the judgment, get rid of
that's
sin,
so true.
Get rid of,
No, you're right. They have to change it. They have to gut it at its foundation, right?
Yep.
Gut it. Let's take a phone call. Hi, caller. You're on with Dr. Pesta and myself and Uncle Milty. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, guys.
Hi there.
I
go right ahead.
Had a good weekend.
Yes. Yes. It was lovely. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say, I think Dr. Pesta hit the nail on the head. This is all about pride.
Yep.
When you talked about, you know, David Archuleta or this entire movement, you know, before, if you're in sin, you need to be humble when you approach God and ask for forgiveness, right?
Yep.
That's what the atonement's all about,
right?
Is being able to repent and be clean and be cleansed. But
so
this whole movement is about flaunting the sin. It is so prideful, hence the name, that, you know, we are proud of it, and we're going to flaunt it, and we're going to put it in your face, and we're mocking God's commandments.
Yeah.
Right? This is a mockery of God.
Yes.
And the fact that they are unrepentant, that they feel that everybody else needs to accept their fallen state, so to speak.
Yep.
And really, it's an attack. It's an attack on God, just like pedophilia, just like all of these horrible things that our society is doing right now. It's all to make a mockery of God. So then there's nothing left of Christianity.
That is so true. Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Thanks for the call. That was perfect. That was perfect. You know, it's like they're on a quest for whatever makes me feel happy right now, but not on a quest for real God, not on a quest for truth. It's a quest for happiness. It's a quest for, I want to feel good in this hot moment. And so it doesn't matter if I'm a hot mess, but I'm going to do what I want. And it's the new religion of, if it feels good, do it. And everything's acceptable, right? That's the new religion.
Even the word visibility. Think about the Gospels and how Jesus says, do not do your alms when others can see you.
Yeah.
Go to your bedroom, lock yourself in and pray to your God. This visibility self, and you know what it comes down to? It is pride. It comes down to this, that God needs you more than you need him. I'll show up when I want to. I will accept only those parts of his message that please me and flatter me. But those places where he sets boundaries for us or for our own good prohibit certain behaviors, well, we know better, right? And this is like Archuleta, right? These, we're embarrassed about Christianity because it has boundaries. Why can't it be like everything else? And and let's get rid of 2,000 years of Christian virtue development and just replace everything with inclusivity. Let's welcome the demons and the devils back. Let's have the murderer and the pedophile free to pursue what they really want in their hearts.
Feels good, do it.
Jarging people.
Right? Yeah. If it feels good, do it. And it's amazing, too. If you're wondering why we're talking so much about Christianity in this, it's because they use the target date of Easter to provoke Christians, to go after Christians. And it truly is that message. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke and Uncle Milty.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Super happy about that. And of course, you can use the call-in number, 888-673-1450, if you're listening to us live. It's right there on our website, too, katedalyradio.com, and make sure you go there as well. It's such a fascinating conversation all the way around, Dr. Pesta, because we are having to deal with this consistently. Not only do we have trans in sports, we have taking over women's sports, we've also got the bathroom issues, we've also got taking over of, the biggest Christian holiday of the year, because I do think the Easter message surpasses the Christmas message because it's what he did for us. That is the most important gift that anyone has ever received, ever, in the history of ever. And so taking that gift and then saying that this is the Transgender Visibility Day was absolutely an attack on Christianity. And I don't think it's out of the realm to say that. But I think people are they realizing that? I think they are. I think Christians are realizing it.
To me, because what the left will tell you, it just happened that Visibility Day happened on Easter. They've been doing this since for 10 years, and it just happened to roll around, and you're making too much of this. Okay, fine. Let's give you the benefit of the doubt. I won't, but let's pretend. You know what? Then how do you account for the fact that at that same ceremony that was dedicated to Easter, children could not have any religious symbology in what they turned in, that they completely scrubbed? And that honestly,
that's
probably
sickening.
Should make us madder, right?
Yep.
That at an East, it's one thing to overstep Easter with this trans visibility nonsense. It's another thing, Jill Biden, to tell little Christian children on Easter at the White House, you can't express your religion. So I guess my question is, Joe Biden, why are you holding an Easter celebration when you are not going to let little kids talk about the purpose of Easter?
So that's so true.
That's how they get you.
Yep.
You get so hung up on the visibility nonsense that what they've really done is scrubbed Christianity on Easter and got away with it.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so true. If I see one more Easter bunny, I swear to you, the message has been overcome. And you're right about that. People should be more angered about that than the Transgender Visibility Day. I mean, I'm laughing at the Transgender Visibility Day. Give me a break. We see ya, because it's hard not to tell that you're a transgender. It's visible. So, they can't.
I'll tell you this.
What?
Okay. The minute transgenderism is perfectly normal is the minute they will rue the fact that no one's paying attention to them anymore. It's all about the attention.
Yep.
And once transgenderism becomes what homosexuality was, yesterday's topic, then they'll have to invent some new outrage to mainstream. I personally believe it is going to be pedophilia.
I do too. That's the only direction.
Or bestiality, one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. You'll be saving the planet, right, with bestiality.
Yeah.
You won't produce children. So, I mean, in Japan, they just don't have relations at all anymore. They're just on their phones. But I do think it's kind of amazing how we're, for the first time in 700 years, the population is now declining. We are not moving forward as a population anymore. And there's a lot of reasons for that. The shots being creating a lot of hot mess for people that are trying to get pregnant, things like that. but we also have a natural decline because it's bad for the environment, or because we have the sexuality issues on the rise in this country, even though it's still around 5 to 6% LGBTQ. You would think it was 50%, Uncle Milty.
Yeah, but I think they've also been chemically reducing the amount of testosterone.
I do too. I absolutely do. What do you think about that, Dr. Pesta?
I think that the first thing God told us, we began with Christianity, and let's finish with it. Okay. The very first thing God told us is go forth and multiply.
Yep.
The single thing is the single most important thing we can do, according to God, is to do what he did. Be creators. That's what separates us from the animals. We have imagination, unlike the animals. We can create. And creating children is at the top of that list, bringing new souls into this world to honor the God who made them. And so on every front, and transgenderism, it only works when you sterilize the kids, right? You block their puberty. It's interesting. You block what makes them what they are, right? As children, they're not fertile. But then comes puberty, and that makes them fully woman or fully man. And that's what you have to block. And you have to cut off the consequences of fertility. You got to take breasts off. You got to mangle penises and rip out uteruses, right? This whole thing is a satanic death cult all about stopping human beings from entering the world.
Amen. Yep. I can't say it any better. I know people out there, I know you're listening, you're frustrated. We're probably voicing a lot of things that you think but have a hard time saying out there because of the climate. The be kind message, the only love your neighbor. If you've noticed, you don't see love God on those t-shirts. You see be kind and love your neighbor. And that's the only message that they want you to concentrate on. Be kind means don't stand for any principles or truth. And love your neighbor means to kind of forget God and only concentrate on that first. You are supposed to love God first. And we're losing that message in America. And so we have to be mindful.
And the way God demands, in almost all religions, the way God demands that we worship him is through sacrifice. All of this narcissistic, proudful visibility, this pride, right? They call themselves pride. It's the exact opposite of sacrificial love. It is love of self. And love of self, by the way, is exactly what turned Lucifer into Satan. He loved himself more than the God who made him. And you see what was unleashed on God's creation. And now we're creating lots of little Lucifers who love themselves at the expense of God. And it never, ever, ever ends well.
So true.
And without the ability to make sacrifices, we can accomplish nothing against evil.
That is so true. That is so true. We underestimate Satan. We completely do. And this is being factored in as a, well, you know, we have to love and accept. You know what? I'm always nice to people. That's not a problem for me. It's not a problem for you. You're genuinely pretty nice to people. Same with you, Dr. Pesta. And the thing is they want it to go way farther than that. Way farther. And they want the Christian religions to accept sin and validate it and say it's okay in the arm of kindness. And we are going to ruin our nation this way. There's a definite reason why they're after Christianity, why this new kind of cult has emerged. And it is the cult of sin is okay.
It's empowering individuals to have no boundaries and no responsibility. You know what it is when it goes, comes right back to the circle? All of this is what you need to do to inaugurate socialism globally. You have to turn people away from God. You got to make them vain. You've got to need only concerned about themselves. This is the socialist playbook, which is, by the way, an atheistic playbook. It always has been. Remember, religion is the opiate of the people, wrote Marx. Religion is the lie that we have to break to bring about heaven on earth, where everyone's going to have everything they want all the time.
And then there's by their fruits, you shall know them. So we'll end with that because for two different reasons, but one of them being, it's easy to identify. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Dr. Duke Pesta. Really appreciate you. And of course, we'll see you tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless out there, people. We'll see you tomorrow on The Kate Daly Show. Can't wait.